This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee.
Let's go for a little ride.
All right, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper. No Trevor Valise today, no Isaac Ambrose. So we're just kind of riding, flying solo. Can we take a pause here before we get nitty gritty on Kofi? It's still a beautiful day today.
Might have something to do with people not being here with us.
Well, yeah, no doubt. We come in here a lot of times. There's people all around this place, and today everybody's out of here. I don't blame them.
Nah.
I wouldn't be here today. Not very often, Derek, do I not want to do the show. I love doing this show. It's sometimes, I always say that it's my midlife crisis. You know, some people learn how to drum, although I'm still going to learn how to drum. I still want to learn how to drum. But, you know, some people buy a motorcycle, some people whatever. You know, I've always said this was my midlife crisis when I agreed to do this, even though I think I'm just now coming into my midlife crisis now, going to be 50 in October. But this is a therapeutic thing for me, doing this show every day. I love it. But now there's days where I'm busy or I just don't want to be here. And today being Andrew's birthday, I really kind of wanted to stay home and just visit with him. But I'm going to be able to. I saw him a lot today and I'll see him tonight. We're going to do some steaks on the grill. Awesome. You can't beat that. But I'm not going to lie to you, today I took a long walk. It was my off day from the office, so worked from home a little bit. But I took a walk. And it was so nice out. At like 3 o'clock, Derek, I don't even get the itch to do this. I honestly don't. But today I was like, I just want to open a beer and relax.
Sit outside.
And one of my neighbors was doing something outside. They were, I don't know what they were doing. And he was drinking. I could tell. And I'm like, hey, that's not fair. I got to go in and do radio. He goes, well, that's your problem. So today was just one of those days where I'm like, you know, I kind of want to get a hold of Trevor and Derek and say, nah. But then I, two things. Number one, Klaibs was going to be on, and I'm like, hey, I got to do that. And then number two, Trevor had beat me to it, and he's like, guys, I don't think I'm going to be there today. I'm like, dang it, I waited too long. One thing we forgot, and then we'll jump right into Kofi. Illinois named the Hall of Fame class.
They did, yeah.
For 2020, there's a few names on there that obviously are names that you'll definitely remember from all sorts of different sports. I know Jenna Smith from the Illini women's basketball team. She was so good. Jenna Smith is on that list. Kevin Hardy is on that list. Ray Nitschke, a guy on that list. Derek Harper,
yep,
another guy.
Harper.
And you've got it in front of you. I know Angela Bizarre. I never could say her last name. Is that right, Angela? No. She's already in. I'm thinking of the soccer. How do you say it?
Di Bernardo.
Di Bernardo, yeah.
Bernardo.
Yeah, that's it.
I got the challenges of some of these names.
She was incredible. I mean, she was maybe the best soccer player that ever played at Illinois. So go ahead and read the list real quick to everybody.
Okay. We got, as you mentioned, Kevin Hardy, Michelle Barch-Hackey, volleyball.
Yep, yeah.
Tal Brody, basketball. Vanessa Di Bernardo.
Yeah, Di Bernardo.
Oh, man. Soccer.
She was incredible.
Mo Gardner, football.
Oh, man, was he good on that defensive line.
Derek Harper, basketball. Leo Johnson, track and field coach. Gia Lewis, Smallwood, track and field.
She's been in Olympics, I think. I'm pretty positive for a disc or a shot. She was really good.
Ray Nitschke, football. Bob Richards, track and field. Art Shankin, fencing.
I don't remember him. No.
Jenna Smith, women's basketball. Jake Stahl, baseball and football. Adam Tirapelli.
Adam Tirapelli was a really good wrestler. I covered him while I was at WAND.
Wrestling.
Yep.
And then Don Tonry.
Don Tonry. Okay, I don't
Tonry.
Know.
T-O-N-R-Y, gymnastics.
Okay. So cool. Congrats.
I apologize to all
of
those great Hall of Famers that I'm messing with their names.
Well,
that's
some of
fault.
Them. Adam Tirapelli was a really good wrestler. You know, the other thing that's happened with Illinois is a couple of have passed away, and one being Bobby Mitchell, the great running back for Illinois back in the day. He passed away, and now all of a sudden it was a coach, and it's I'm losing it right now, but I'll think of it before the hour's over. But a couple of people with Illinois ties have passed the last couple of days, and Bobby Mitchell. I mean, you know, guys that were a little bit older to where the younger crowd maybe didn't know a ton about, but Bobby Mitchell was a heck of a running back for Illinois. So really, you know, sad news to hear that. And I can't think of, is it Harv Schmidt? I can't think of the other, and I apologize, but somebody will send that in for me. All right, the big news today, Derek, was everybody was kind of sailing along with a really nice day. It was nice out. I'm excited. It's my son's 13th birthday. He's a teenager. And then all of a sudden, I get a text from you, and I had already sent a text to you and Trevor saying, hey, why don't we lead with this, get Klaibs, then talk about this. And then you're like, or we can just talk about Kofi declaring for the draft. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, seriously? And then I got on Twitter, and there it was. What did you think when you heard that news? Was it shocking
to
you?
Kind of in scramble mode. It's not necessarily shocking. I think that it was a surprise that if there was going to be an announcement like that it was Kofi and not Io, at least first. But then I go back to what I had heard with Kofi coming in, and really, and this is something I didn't mention in the first hour and probably should have led with, is this is along the lines of the plan all along for
kinda
Kofi
the MO.
When
yeah.
he... And he said at Oak Hill, like a lot of top 50, top 40 type prospects, that, hey, I'd like to be a one and done. That's something that I'm intrigued about. I mean, that's everybody at the upper echelon of a recruiting class. But the idea that he would have a very good year at Illinois, and look, he had about as good of a year as you could have expected.
I agree.
If not, I mean, obviously better than what I would have projected, but that he's going to have that year. He's going to be able to test the waters, declare for the draft, go to a combine, which now that's up in the air, and then return in all likelihood. And then after his second year, probably just go as high as he could go. And if that ends him up playing overseas or professionally in some capacity, that's probably the expectation. But no, it wasn't shocking. But I did, when you read the message of what he wrote, and we could read some of it, there was no, I'm leaving it open.
Right.
It was a lot of a thank you.
It sounded like a goodbye.
It sounded like a goodbye. But at the same time, that's how a lot of them are phrased.
Yeah.
And again, to rehash some of what I said earlier, is that I've been told that he's leaving the possibility open of coming back as a sophomore. If he does get with an agent, sign with an agent, you hope it's NCAA approved, because then that's, you're foregoing your eligibility if not. But my expectation, and it sounds like in talking to some in the Illini camp, is that this isn't necessarily out of the ordinary or outside of what they maybe anticipated.
Let's play what if for a second. Let's say what if he ends up playing with Illinois next year. So then we can all relax for a split second. What is the advantage to him at least entering the draft, and what are some of the things that he gains? Again, let's say he comes back, so we could all relax. What are some of the gains that he would have by at least declaring and then finding out information from NBA guys? What are some of the things he gains from that?
Yeah, it's hard to judge the extent of what he would gain, especially with no combine.
Yeah.
If he were to be able to go to the combine and perform against other draft-ready, top-of-the-line bigs, which, again, he did that on a nightly basis in the Big Ten, but just to see more in an environment where everybody on the court is in the conversation as a pro.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pros, and to be able to show out and play in a pressure, high pressure environment in front of the NBA people and front office and scouts and everything, there is some advantages there. And also to get the feedback to, okay, this is what we saw from you this year, because there were scouts at Illinois games, a lot of them. I remember Penn State, there was probably double digits. And when Maryland came to town or going out to Maryland, when he's playing Jalen Smith, Kofi got seen, not only maybe someone checking in on Kofi, but around the league. But Io was on his team, and a lot of teams are doing their homework on Io.
And how could you not notice Kofi?
Exactly. Exactly. You know? But the one thing to also consider is that Io got feedback from the NBA last year without declaring.
Okay.
So that was something that Kofi still could have done. Now there's just the uncertainty of, what does test the waters mean?
Right.
What do you actually get to go and test if you don't have a combine, if you don't get to work out for teams, even if you don't have video conference interviews?
Right.
But those experiences, if he did get to go through that and come back, could be beneficial for him as a player.
This is a crappy thing to say, but this whole COVID-19 and the world we live in now, where there is no combine and there is no face-to-face, in a weird way, is beneficial to Illinois when it comes to maybe getting Io and Kofi back. And I know when I say that, that is horrible to say, and I don't mean it.
Then you paid for it with no NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that's true. But in a weird way, you know, for Illinois fans, and I'm one of you, I lead the crew that we always think it's, we always get the wrong end of things. In a weird way, this has been one that it's almost beneficial to Illinois in terms of getting Io and Kofi back. Now, I know as Illinois fans, and I mean this, we all want Io and Kofi to experience the best. And if that means they leave now and they go and get to the NBA or they make money overseas, I'm happy as heck for them.
Yeah.
Because that's the goal, right? That's everybody's goal when you go to college. You want to get a job that makes money, and that's what these guys are trying to do. But it is a weird situation where all of a sudden, now that Kofi can't work out one-on-one, maybe a lot of, because he's only a freshman, maybe a lot of NBA guys, they don't know much about him. Now, Io, they've at least had a couple of years to kind of hear and kind of get his personality, which I think is a big thing. And now with Io, they don't know a lot of, with Kofi, they don't know a lot about him. So here's my next question. What are some of the reasons why Kofi will not get drafted, or if that happens, I'm not saying he won't, but if it doesn't happen, what would be some of the reasons to why it's probably a good move for him to come back?
Yeah, you look at Sam Vecenie from The Athletic, who's one of the best, if not the best out there, and we talked to him. We're going to play some audio from him. But Kofi's not on his top 100 big board of draft prospects, and only 60 get picked.
Okay.
So you see Luka Garza in the 90s range. That would say to Luka, you might not get picked, period. Of course, maybe some teams, and this is a thought process that we could explore, is maybe teams don't expect or did not expect Kofi to be in this draft. He announces, they do some further homework, they watch some more game tape, but I think they're still going to find that he has some deficiencies as his mobility defensively, still guarding some. You look at the league, and sometimes, you know, AD's playing, Anthony Davis is playing the five.
Wow.
Where there's small ball lineups where he has to defend on the perimeter, and that's not something that Kofi is able to do right now, or maybe that's something that is a deficiency, period, for him.
Sure.
And then also shooting outside of the paint, and really even outside of being a pick and roll big man, just a catch and dunk type of finisher, he can get so much better as a post option with some post moves, a right hook, some touch, some different things that he could add to his game with another year with Antigua. And you saw how much he grew just coming to campus in June until now. I think one more year in that environment with what Illinois was able to do with him, there's a lot to like about the upside he can tap into further.
It's amazing how dominant he was early, but even more dominant late, and just the things that he was able to do. You mentioned Sam Vecenie from The Athletic. He's a guy that really studies this. We had him on to basically talk about Io.
Right.
But you asked the question about Kofi, the big man.
Yeah, and I mentioned that, you know, the Purdue game at Purdue, and Kofi dominates, and Dan Dockich says this is a lottery pick.
Yeah, Stephen Bardo.
We had Stephen Bardo on in December, I think after the Michigan game, where he went double-double with multiple blocks and said, fellas, he's enjoy him because he's gone after this
Not
year.
Just gone, but he's a lottery guy. And we're like, really?
Right. So there is the the polarizing opinions of he's a lottery guy,
yeah,
he's a top of the draft type of guy, or he doesn't fit in the NBA, period.
Remind me after this, Stevie J and I had a quick visit in the parking lot, and he mentioned Myers Leonard, and how good was Myers compared to Kofi right now? And I said, that's a great question. I'm going to ask Derek that question, and I'll even let you kind of come up with stats if we need to. But Myers, after his sophomore year, who obviously was a lottery pick, compared to Kofi now, who's not even projected to be drafted. And as a layman fan, you look at it and go, well, isn't Kofi better than Myers?
Yeah.
But there's certain things that we don't understand, sure, when it comes to the NBA. But for right now, so remind me to ask you that question next. But you mentioned Sam Vecenie from the Athletic. Here's what he had to say when we talked to him. We did this on March 24th about Kofi and his chances in the NBA.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, ascribing lottery hopes to him is, you know, potentially setting him up for failure. I don't really see that necessarily, but I certainly would have felt, 2 years ago that Udoka Azubuike at Kansas wasn't really a great prospect. And over the course of the 2 years that he was at Kansas, sure, since his sophomore season, he morphed into a first-team All-American, and you know, I think he's probably going to go somewhere in the second round this year. So I would absolutely not call Kofi Coburn like a zero prospect. I think that there is some interest there, if only because guys that are that long and have that kind of strength, they're at least inherently interesting. But where he's really going to have to improve, he really needs to improve his defensive awareness, really needs to improve his feel for the game as a passer, and then really is going to have to improve his touch around the basket, I think, and from the foul line. So if he can do those things, he has the frame, he has the body to where he is going to have a real shot to play in the NBA. But I think we're a long enough way away from that to where I don't think I would personally feel good about calling him a future lottery pick.
Okay, that is Sam Vecenie talking about Kofi Coburn. And, you know, again, he kind of went extreme there in terms of the lottery pick. But Sam, like you said, doesn't even have him in his top 100. And this is something that he studies every day.
Yeah, he said we're far enough away from Kofi being a legit NBA prospect. And again, we say it all the time. It's the cliche. It only takes one GM or one front office to buy into.
Some guy from the Denver Nuggets saying, you know what?
You know what? A late second round pick.
We got four picks.
Stash him in the G League for a couple years and see what we got. Maybe. I mean, he's different enough.
He is.
And that's the other part of it, where if he's not able to guard on the perimeter, there are going to be bigs that he's going to go against that aren't going to be able to rebound against Kofi.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because he's that big and that strong that he can't go and do, I'm not saying he's going to put up Andre Drummond numbers of, but he's more of that build where there's not a lot of guys like that.
Right.
And he could potentially dominate the inside. It's just the give and take of then if a big man pulls him, if a Jokic from Denver, you mentioned Denver.
Yep.
Goes out to the three-point line and decides either to take him off the dribble or shoot the three. How does Kofi fare? And right now
he's going to school.
The feedback is not very well.
No. Kofi's older for a freshman, right?
20?
He's 20. So, you know, most of us, when we enter college, I was the rare 17-year-old. Wow. What the heck? It's not like I was some prodigy either. I mean, you could get in the bars at SIU at 18, and I couldn't. I'm like, what? So, you know, he's 20. That makes a little bit of a difference. So physically, he's almost built like a sophomore. But, you know, you saw what Fletch did. And when Kofi got on campus, and we all still to this day, you're like, holy crap, is he big. But his body weight, I mean, his, what do you call that? Your body fat index,
yeah.
The body fat index, I mean, it dropped.
Body mass index.
Body mass, yeah. I mean, it's amazing what Kofi was able to do in this 1 year, and it's scary to think what he could do with another year. And I'm not just, listen, Fletch is one of the best in the business. That's what I've heard forever, and I'm going to trust that. I'm not just sitting here just, you know, giving him all the credit in the world, even though he probably deserves it. But just being, I mean, we all remember when, like, my body between my freshman and sophomore year at college, like between my senior year and freshman year from high school to college, was amazing, the transformation. I gained weight. And then between my freshman and sophomore year, I actually became more lean and added some muscle, and I wasn't doing Fletch, right?
Right.
So I can only imagine what Kofi's doing. So yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's one of those where you look at it and you're like, oh, man, it'd be great if he could come back one more year, for sure.
Yeah, and when he arrived, he was 7 feet, over 300 pounds, if not 310.
Wow. Okay.
But then you look at his strength and talking to some of the coaches over there, a lot of it was just natural. He hadn't done a whole lot in the weight room.
Incredible.
As far as, you know, building up his bench,
right,
or anything like that. And he did a lot with his conditioning, a ton. And you watched, I know a lot of fans watched some of his games when they were on TV at Oak Hill and saw his lack of conditioning or being in game shape. Man, he can only play 5 minute spurts, you're going to pull him out, maybe only plays 20 minutes a game. And no, I mean, at Illinois, by the time he got to the season, he's playing over 30.
It was incredible. I never thought he would play 30 minutes
right.
a game.
It was pretty impressive there. So I think not only getting stronger, you can maybe potentially get him leaner, get him more mobile, but not take away from what he's good at, which is just dominating yep. you inside.
Yep.
But even the experience of battling a Garza for another year, if Garza's back and the rest of the league's like, can somebody bring a big man back to battle Garza?
Right, please. He's going to go from a league that had every team had the best big man ever to a league where there's none.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll be surprised. But that's the other thing with Kofi. He could come back. I mean, look what he did in a league that had so much talent at the big man position. I mean, position. Go through it. Caleb Wesson, he's probably entering the NBA draft. John Teske, I don't know what he's going to be doing.
Senior.
He was a senior.
Mike
Watkins, senior.
Oturu staying in.
Yep. Yep. He's
Xavier
going to the
Tillman
draft.
Staying in.
Oturu, by the way, a guy that came back and leaps and bounds got better.
Yes.
Xavier Tillman, a junior that is ready. He's ready. I mean, he is a guy that is physically built, and he is ready to go. I mean, that's five
Jalen
right there.
Jalen Smith, did we mention him?
Jalen Smith.
Not the best one out there?
No, I mean, a guy that's going to go probably early second round. And that's how crazy is that? Jalen Smith's going to go second round, and he runs up and down the court. That brings me to Myers Leonard. I want to take a break. I give credit to Stevie J for this because he mentioned this with Myers Leonard. And it might be a perfect way to lead into that with Jalen Smith. Jalen Smith gets up and down the court. He blocks shots, so does Kofi. Kofi against Indiana tied, or maybe did he set the Illinois record or tie it with like six or seven? He's a guy that can block shots. He can get up and down the court better than I ever thought he would as a freshman, but he's not Jalen Smith. Jalen Smith's a guy that could routinely go out and hit threes. Not quite like Caleb Wesson or Luka Garza, but still solid. So I want to bring up that comp of Kofi is more of just the old school big man, and that's terrible to pin that on him. But
it's true.
He's more of the old school big man as compared to the new school big man like a Jalen Smith or Caleb Wesson that hits threes at like a 40% clip. And you're like, what? So when we come back, I want to ask you about that with Myers Leonard.
To your point, real quick, Sam Vecenie tweeted out today and said, Kofi leaving the door open to return would be a very wise move on his part. Would have been a great prospect in the 1990s.
Oh.
Not sure how he impacts the NBA game right now in the 2020s.
I want to ask you that too. Why? Because I think a lot of people my age, Derek, seriously, are why? We see that guy so big. Why? I mean, if you can rebound, you can play for me. You can play for Coach Tay any day if you can go in and get rebounds. Any stinking day. So when I come back, I want to ask you about the comparison to Myers Leonard. And also, why can't he play in the NBA game right now? I know he could play, but why couldn't he stand out? Those are two questions I want to ask you. Everybody else, you can text in yours, 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. It is The Drive.
There will be parties again soon and family gatherings. There'll be parades and sporting events and concerts. To help our communities when they come back together, respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today. and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hickory River Smokehouse is open with drive-thru, catering, and delivery. There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef brisket, pork loin, turkey breast, and chicken are rubbed with a signature spice blend, infused with hickory smoke for juicy award-winning flavor, and served up right here in Central Illinois for 25 years. You can count on Hickory River. Visit the drive-thru or call your location for delivery.
What's Kasasa Tunes? It's free checking that funds your fun. Now available at Prospect Bank. Earn refunds on your iTunes, Amazon.com, and Google Play purchases, all for doing the simple things that you do anyway. Free Kasasa Checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. Get paid. Bank local. Ask for Kasasa at Prospect Bank or go to bankprospect.com and join the movement today. Qualifications and rules apply. See financial institution for details. Member FDIC.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-881-4747. That's 1-800-881-4747. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-881-4747.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
A reminder that Honda BMW of Champaign is still open by appointment. They're available for vehicle service and are helping keep you safe with complete disinfection offered for the inside of your vehicle. If you don't want to leave your home and head in to Honda BMW, no worries. They're available online. That's right. You can buy a car completely online and they'll deliver it to you. Find the vehicle that fits your needs without ever leaving your couch. Honda BMW of Champaign, here to serve you during this tough time. Located at the corner of Neal and Burwash or online. DriveChampaign.com.
You have to be tough to be the world's number one selling farm tractor. So Mahindra tractors have a heavy-duty steel frame, and you can get heavy-duty savings at our spring sales event. Save thousands on Mahindra, the official tractor of tough.
Come see us at Awesome Machine Sales and Rental in Savoy and Tuscola. 0% financing is available. Service parts in-house. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Simply awesome.
2018 data including all Mahindra Group brand sales.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas & Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400.
Hey, it's Gina here with ABC Heating and Air. Don't sweat the summer over high energy bills or a chance your air might not start at all. Let me send a friendly service technician to your home to give your AC a full tune-up before it gets too hot in East Central Illinois. Call 352-5400. That's 352-5400. Remember, at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning, it's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Again, call 352-5400.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Tell you about CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They know that cleanliness is on everyone's mind during this uncertain time.
Amen.
They offer a viral disinfectant kit that allows anyone to make disinfectant solutions that are effective against contagious, viral, and bacterial pathogens, including coronavirus, influenza, neurovirus, and more. One shot 256 Century Q disinfectant.
Boom.
Is hospital grade, so you know it's good.
Why wouldn't you do that even when we're normal?
True.
Like, with when this thing ends, why wouldn't you go four times a year to CMI and get that kit?
It can help.
Seriously.
Yeah, I know. It can help protect you, your coworkers, students, employees, friends, family against COVID-19 when used according to the directions. Go local with CMI. Check them out online at CMIclean.com.
Only issue with CMI. There's only one. There's only one issue.
What is it?
Brad's a Cub fan. A Cubs fan.
I would watch a Cubs marathon right now, man. I'm serious.
That or just if, like...
Even Cubs and Pirates.
Yeah, like Cubs-Pirates tonight. It's the only game live. Maybe they could just... You know, back when they did the strike, when I was a youngin' in the 80s, they would play exhibition games. And because I think we were at one. It was the Royals because Dan Quisenberry... My mom yelled at Dan Quisenberry. Because they had gone on strike. I know I've told this story, and I apologize. I'm going to make it quick and get back to Kofi. But my mom and dad and my brother and I were down in St. Louis, and they played this exhibition game because they were on strike. And after the game, we're waiting out in that little area. Everybody that knows the old Busch knows exactly where it was. It was right by the street. That's where the players walked in and out. Now they get to drive down. You don't even get to see them. But back then, they had to walk to their car, and Dan Quisenberry comes out. And my brother and I are sitting there with a lot of kids, and he would not sign. He was like, and my mom, my dad, I don't think I've ever seen him run as fast as he could the other way. My mom was like, you know what? I mean, and her voice was atop of everybody. I think this is terrible. You guys have gone on strike. It's your fault. You need us more than we need you, and you won't even sign autographs. It wasn't verbatim like that. And Dan Quisenberry stops and looks at my mom and says, as soon as I get on that bus, I will sign every autograph. And he did. So I'm like, okay, thank you, nice. Jan. Neil, by the way, was at the nearest bar six blocks away saying, don't ever embarrass me like that again, please. Oh, it was horrible. Okay, back to Kofi. I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Myers Leonard is a guy that after his sophomore year, was a lottery pick, I think 13th pick, by the Portland Trail Blazers. When I think of Myers as a sophomore, and I think of what Kofi just did as Big Ten Freshman of the Year, and by some, National Freshman of the Year, why is Myers a lottery pick and Kofi may not even be drafted? It makes no sense to me, zero.
I know. You look at the stats, and they're pretty similar as far as Myers' sophomore year average, about 13.5 points a game, a little over 8 rebounds per game, shot 58% from the field. Kofi's at 13 points a game, 8.8 rebounds a game, so a better rebounder, didn't score quite as much as a scoring average. Of course, he had Io, and Myers would have probably liked to have Io, too, as far as that team winning games.
Correct.
And the field goal percentage is a little bit lower than Myers, but just I guess in terms of style, Myers can definitely hit the face-up jumper.
Okay.
He showed in the NBA that he was able to extend that out to three-point range. That's one thing, I guess, on Myers' resume that he has that Kofi doesn't necessarily have.
Okay.
He's a better quick-twitch athlete.
Yeah.
And we saw the dunks that Myers had above the rim, but also being able to slide his feet and move and guard. I think that's something that fit, again, lends itself more to Myers than to Kofi. But then you think about the matchup against each other.
Yeah.
Would you not think that Kofi probably
could hold his own?
Hold his own or beats Myers up a little bit.
Underneath,
I would think. Kofi has 40 pounds on him at least.
Now, defensively, though.
Sure.
If I'm tall and I'm yet not, if I'm 6'9 and I can go out and shoot a three and Kofi or Myers is guarding me, I'm salivating with Kofi guarding me because he's not going to get out there.
Right.
Myers, however, had the length. Well, so does Kofi, but Myers had the quicker, I guess, to get out. Quicker picker upper. Had the quickness, I guess, to get out to the 3-point line. That's another probably difference.
Yeah, for sure. And to think back on all, the bigs that we've mentioned that are out of the Big Ten going to the draft, but Kofi had to guard.
Right.
It's not like Kofi was an open door to the rim or was just completely going to leave people. Because I don't think Illinois is the fourth seed in the Big Ten tournament.
Good call.
If he gets abused by Jalen Smith and Oturu and Garza and Tillman and all down the line, I think he held his own. It was.
I'm glad you said that because I agree.
There was some different, I think, some peaks and valleys for him.
Right.
There were some moments against Oturu. Oturu would try to take him off the bounce from the 3-point line, and Kofi would stay in front of him. There were some other times, you think of the Caleb Wesson second half, where he would hit some threes and Kofi didn't get out there.
Right.
So, again, I think as far as consistency and being a little bit more mobile, those are things that Kofi can come back and build on.
And you kind of, with that, answered my second question as to why NBA guys maybe, you know, why they're not salivating. That's the second time I've said that word. I haven't said that word in years. Why they're not, I'm going to do it again, salivating over a guy like Kofi, and yet Myers Leonard goes, he's a lottery guy. I mean, so why is the NBA so different now, Derek, to where a guy like Kofi can't make an impact?
Yeah,
it's just strictly that player is no longer beneficial.
It's just now that's how it's turned.
Okay.
Now I think that
because point guards are 7 foot.
But see, the story or the narrative used to be you don't have a shoot first point guard because they're supposed to distribute and make everybody better.
So true.
And then Steph Curry shows up and Russell Westbrook and all down the line. So there's some trends that change.
Yep.
And then they say that history can repeat itself. So maybe that type of big shows up and is effective if they're able to adequately or even just to some level defend.
Yeah, it did in the Big Ten this year.
Have the strength to beat some people up inside.
Right.
So I wouldn't completely rule out Kofi somehow if he develops himself to being a piece in the NBA. But I think that the defensive piece and then also there's a lot of ISO ball in the NBA.
Yep.
So if he's on the Lakers and they're clearing out the lane for LeBron to drive, if Kofi's out mid-range or extended, his man is waiting to help on LeBron.
They don't care about Kofi getting that ball.
If he's shooting, if they pass it to Kofi and he's shooting the jumper,
they're going to take the chance.
They're going to take it.
I get it. Okay. That's a good explanation of that because it makes sense. And it really does make sense. And again, I mean, I was joking, but Giannis is what, 6'11"? And he could literally be a point guard.
Yes.
And Kofi is 7'1"? And can you imagine Kofi being a point guard? I mean, you can't even drink. I mean,
you don't want to imagine Kofi taking three dribbles in a row.
No, and that's not a rip on Kofi. But that's the NBA to guys my age now. That's what we have to realize. It's no longer Maurice Cheeks is the point guard who passes the ball to Andrew Toney, who could shoot, and then gets the ball to Julius Erving that can do everything else. Bobby Jones comes off the bench, and then you got Daryl Dawkins, who is the Kofi, underneath to get 15 rebounds. That was the NBA that a lot of us grew up on. And now a guy like Maurice Cheeks nowadays is 6'8", and a guy like Daryl Dawkins doesn't play, and a guy like Julius Erving is 7'1", doing what he did. And it's weird to think about. It's
well, even in the 90s, you need someone to trade paint with Shaq and Ewing and Alonzo Mourning
for
30 minutes a game, and now you got some five men that are playing outside the paint and stretching you out, and that's why they say that Kofi in the 90s would have would have been, just fit the style more.
Yep. Well, just watch the show Airplane, the movie Airplane, when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar grabs the kid and says, hey, tell your dad to lug whatever up and down the court for 40 minutes. And it's so true. It's so true. All right. Before I get to what is Illinois going to look like if Armageddon hits, Shannon Ryan, I believe, with the Chicago Tribune, had tweeted out something, and this was a soundbite that we all think, and we're all holding on hope, that Kofi is just kind of exploring right now and ultimately will be back in an Illinois jersey. But she tweeted out something today that maybe makes you think a little different.
Yeah, Shannon Ryan tweets, Illini Kofi Coburn plans to receive feedback from the NBA and will proceed from there. His brother told the Tribune, quote, given this whole coronavirus thing, it taught us whenever the door opens, you have to step through it and not wait for it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean,
it's not the most encouraging.
It's not.
Narrative or what you're pushing out there as far
right,
as the
right.
the story or the approach,
if
I should say.
If they're looking for a reason to, you know, throw it out there to say, hey, this is what I think, you know, I don't want to be hated, here's one of the reasons, you know. But and I get it. I mean, it kind of opens your eyes. It has for everybody. Like Mike Claiborne said, you know, when this is over, it's almost like a second chance. If you're one of the ones surviving, you got a second chance now, and let's see what you do with it. Maybe that's how Kofi and his family think. So
potentially, but if Kofi goes to the NBA, stays in it, and either goes undrafted or gets picked and doesn't get a guaranteed contract, if 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, whatever it may be, the Diamond Stone example, if that's Kofi and no one has heard from Kofi Coburn, you would just think as an Illini fan or Illini coach, player, how you could have personally boosted your stock and solidified yourself if you would have stayed, and also what you could have achieved as a team. It would just be very disappointing if you jumped at the first opportunity prematurely.
Yep, and I feel like Io has done it all right. And I'm not ripping on Kofi for this, because he may do it all right. He may be doing this to explore and then come back. I feel like Io has really taken his time. Even now, he hasn't declared yet.
Yeah.
So I feel like he and his family are really taking their time to kind of explore this. Kofi's like, nope, let's try it. So we'll see what happens. All right. I don't mean to do this, especially to end the show. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to ask you, Derek, what does Illinois basketball look like if both Io and Kofi are not here next year? Everybody blame Derek.
I'll ask you a quick question, too. If you could have one back, who'd you
okay.
pick?
Oh, wow. That's not fair. Okay, 359-2255. What say you? Would you rather have Io or Kofi back? Oh, man. That's hard. Okay, I'll think about it, and then I'll ask you what's it going to look like. We're back. It's the drive.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
One in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison, and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison. Head to their website at interstatebatteries.com or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now offering great deals online to all of Illini Nation. Introducing their biggest online sale ever. T-shirts starting at just $15, crew necks starting at $20, and hoodies starting at $25. Hundreds of other items are 20% off with free shipping on orders of just $50 or more. You won't want to miss out on these amazing deals. Head to gamedayspirit.com/sale today. That's gamedayspirit.com/sale.
Hi, I'm Ryan, one of the owners at CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services. We would like to thank all of our past clients for hiring us on their residential and commercial jobs. When CU Under Construction started in 2003, we had a vision to bring all your construction and trade needs to one company together. Our passion is construction and our clients. If you are planning a project or just needing any mechanical services, check us out at CUUnderConstruction.com, where we are building better together.
Hickory River Smokehouse is open with drive-thru, catering, and delivery. There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef brisket, pork loin, turkey breast, and chicken are rubbed with a signature spice blend, infused with hickory smoke for juicy award-winning flavor, and served up right here in Central Illinois for 25 years. You can count on Hickory River. Visit the drive-thru or call your location for delivery.
Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign has a great meal to feed for this Easter Sunday. Your choice of grilled prime ribeye or two-day braised beef short ribs, served with choices of potatoes, vegetables, and salad. You can add on egg casserole, mac and cheese, or biscuits. And don't forget to add some wine to your meal as well from Big Grove's great selection. Just give your order and they'll have a pickup time ready to suit your schedule. Email sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 239-3505. Big Grove, big flavor.
All right, it's the Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, Lante, Derek Piper. We're playing a little what if here. Kofi Coburn, in case you have not heard, declared for the NBA draft today. That doesn't mean he's not coming back, but he did declare. You ask me the question again, and then I'll give you my answer, and then I'll ask you.
All right, let's say that Io follows suit and also declares, and you have a choice. One's coming back.
Okay.
You want Io back or Kofi back?
I thought about this for 3 minutes, so this is not that easy of a choice. So when I say it quick, it's not that I automatically knew it. I would rather have Kofi back. And the reason is, you are, with your roster now, more equipped to handle a guard leaving than you are a big man.
Yes.
So that's not a, Io, if you're listening.
I know
you're not.
If he came back, he'd be a first team All-American. He's your closer.
How would I get rid of Io? But Kofi, I mean, nothing against Georgie. But Kofi, we saw what he did for this team. All right, so I'm moving on here. But no, that would be my pick. I would be my pick because you've got a lot of guards. Not to Kofi's stature yet. Adam Miller could get there. Andre Curbelo could get there. Trent is still good. I feel like you got more depth. Well, it's not you feel like. You do.
Definitely do.
You have more depth at the guard. Okay, if Kofi and Io are gone, what does this Illinois team look like next year? How good are they? How bad are they?
Man, you're hurting big time. You're losing essentially, or you would, your top four rebounders and four of your top five scorers. And listen, help is on the way at guard.
Sure.
And you're going to have a talented backcourt, even if Io leaves, with Andre Curbelo, Trent Frazier, Adam Miller. And if Austin Hutcherson, the sit-out transfer, turns out to be a nice three-point shooter and an option there, I think that's within the expectation. Demonte Williams, also a very good defender.
Yes.
But down low, if Georgie's back to playing the five, which maybe is better for Georgie, at the same time, he's not a great defender at the five. He's not a great defender, period.
Not a big rebounder.
And if then you're looking at the four spot, and you've got Grandison, BBV, and Hawkins. Your front court is a lot of unproven.
Question marks. No doubt.
And then also, you're thin.
Yeah.
Behind Georgie at the five, your only other five man on the roster right now is Hamlin.
Now, in a Big Ten, I'll argue against you, in a Big Ten next year that won't have a great big man on every team like it did this year, but still.
True.
Still, to your point.
That's fair.
BBV, we talked about it yesterday. If this is what I told you and Trevor, the way he's built, if a fifth-year guy committed to you tomorrow and you watched video and all you did was see that kid's stature in terms of height, weight, you'd be like, oh, yes. You've got that.
Yeah, for sure.
If he can stay healthy. And we don't,
he's strong.
We don't know how good he is yet. We don't know how good
right,
he is
true.
Yet. But he's a guy that could make a big leap and help you. So we're trying to help out here. All right, so your five would be Georgie.
Your five would be George. You're probably playing small ball.
DeMonte would be four.
Yeah. It depends, unless you're going to have the confidence to start Grandison at the four.
Oh,
Grandison being 6 foot six, 200 pounds. And then you're mixing Curbelo. You can start Curbelo and Trent together with Adam.
Yeah. Well, but then you don't have DeMont.
Oh, DeMonte's in there. Yeah, DeMonte's going to start.
No. I agree. I mean, you're if Io and Kofi are gone, your automatic starters next year would be Trent, Georgie, and DeMonte.
Okay.
Those are automatics.
Then Curbelo probably over Adam?
Probably. You let him lead. He's the lead guard in terms of point guard. Gosh, now you're old school again because he's a pass-first point guard. So
you also have two small guards in Frazier and Curbelo.
That's
where
true.
Feliz was small, but Feliz was strong.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing to have him, but there's so many unknowns with Granderson and Hutchison.
And Granderson.
Is Granderson the one that you think would play the most? It's hard to say, isn't it?
It's hard to say.
Okay.
I would lean that way, but I was mostly leaning that way because I thought Alan Griffin was back.
Yeah. Now, if Kofi and Io are gone, there's two scholarships. Help me out here.
Griffin?
Andres, Kipper.
Alan.
And Alan.
Tev.
And Tev. You now have six scholarships. You filled Curbelo and let's say Adam Miller and Coleman Hawkins.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden you got three scholarships waiting.
Whew. You need a fifth-year center if Kofi's
you
gone.
You do. You totally do. I'd be looking right now if I were Brad.
That could be an indicator. If somehow Illinois puts in a call to Matt Harms, all of a sudden they're a little more worried than maybe you thought.
Sometimes you can read the tea leaves, can't you? I don't want
to. They haven't been involved with
anybody.
Fifth-year bigs. Fours, yes.
Okay.
Not fives.
Oh, Derek. Great job today, buddy. Read your stuff right now. IlliniInquirer.com. If you're not a paid subscriber, you're crazy. Because I know the next few days are going to be really good with you and Jeremy talking about that. And you as the lead basketball guy. So make sure you check into that. All right, I'm sure Jeremy's show tomorrow, 9 to 11. He'll have more on this. So let's get out of here.
Happy birthday to Andrew Tay.
Yeah,
enjoy the steaks.
Thank you. Jim said that. He's like, Lon, keep your head up. At the end of the day, Andrew's happy birthday. We're going to all be all right. Amen. Amen. Happy birthday, Andrew. It's The Drive. Done.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now offering great deals online to all of Illini Nation. Introducing their biggest online sale ever. T-shirts starting at just $15, crewnecks starting at $20, and hoodies starting at $25. Hundreds of other items are 20% off with free shipping on orders of just $50 or more. You won't want to miss out on these amazing deals. Head to GameDaySpirit.com/sale today. That's GameDaySpirit.com/sale.
PDR Automotive in Urbana encourages all of their customers to be aware of their vehicle's regular service needs. Performing maintenance repairs at scheduled intervals can extend the life of your car or truck. Let the terrific technicians at PDR examine your vehicle at least twice a year. PDR will design a preventative maintenance plan specific to you and your vehicle needs. Go see John Marshall. Go to PDRauto.com or call 367-9481 for more details. What do you get from Dogtown Heating and Air? 24/7 emergency care. It breaks, they're there, period. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What do you get from Dogtown Heating and Air? Professional technicians to take care of your problem right the first time with satisfaction 100% guaranteed. Serving all of Central Illinois. Call Dogtown Heating and Air, 217-841-4728 or visit them online, dogtownheatingandair.com.
It's a beautiful day. You're walking barefoot. You see the bright sunlight. You hear the birds chirping. You feel the wind hit your skin. You take one step. It can't be. Your face grimaces in pain. You and your bare feet step on the largest bull thistle you have ever seen. Why has a single step just messed up your entire day? Don't allow a beautiful day to turn tragic. Give Spring Green a chance to earn your business. Click on spring-green.com or call 359-2111. Spring Green will allow you to enjoy your lawn again.
So you're stuck at home and want to do some painting. Well, with their supply of both Benjamin Moore and PPG paints, Nix Paints is the area's premier painting supply store. You can view the products at benjaminmoore.com. Once you've picked it out, call Nick, 356-5711. You can also email your order to nixpaints@gmail.com. Nick will deliver it to your doorstep for free without getting near you. They're open at John and Randolph, but you don't have to come in. Visit nixpaints.com for more information, and let's go paint something.
Hey, Illini fans. Now at Jet's Pizza, you can choose between a small salad, any classic sub, Jet's bread with dipping sauce, a medium one-topping hand-tossed round pizza, or a small one-topping Detroit-style pizza. Pick any two or more and get each for $6.49. That's right. Pick two or more.